apologies. I think there are two apologies according to Pat, but Pat will give you the record of apologies, Chair.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Good afternoon, honorable members. Today is the 4th of June. This is the sitting of the Joint Standing Committee on Defense. I would like to check with you, Sis Pat, if we do make a quorum for the meeting.
Yes, Chairperson, you are 8 already. There's 8 members already, so you do correct.
Okay. Thanks, DM, and your team, honorable members. We've got 2 items on the agenda. The first item is a briefing by the Defense Force Service Commission on what I call the general well-being of members of the force. That is, for me, it actually means that when all is said and done. And the next item would be minutes of the last meeting. May I take this opportunity, give the check if members are adopting the agenda. That's the proposed agenda, honorable members.
Thank you very much, sir. Much appreciated.
Okay. Thanks a lot. I'll give this opportunity to the DM to lead us on the well-being of the force, of the army, our soldiers.
Chairperson, just a moment, please. Kobus Marais speaking here. In terms of the minutes, are we dealing with the minutes later on?
Yeah, we'll deal with the minutes after the meeting.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, okay, no. I'm sorry. I think let's deal with the minutes. And then matters arising from the minutes will address some of the issues.
Okay. Chairperson, just on the minutes quickly, I'm sure I have attended the previous meeting. The minutes show that I was absent, and I don't think that is the case. So just a correction there from my side.
Can the minutes, does that correction suspect? Just verify that information and correct it. Any other matter arising from the attendance register and the minutes? Are there matters Honorable Kaba,
there's nothing from my side. I'm prepared to move them, to move the minutes for adoption, as long as we are all happy with the minutes.
Is there any move for the adoption of the minutes with the
I move, Chairperson, that the minutes be adopted with the corrections. Thank you.
Honorable Mueller's moving. Any seconder? The co-check and not
second,
staff.
Second,
okay, you. Thank you. The minutes, this is a true reflection of the proceedings of the last meeting. May we go over to the CM to address us on the matter of general welfare of the soldiers, if there are no matters that are arising from the minutes.
Chair.
Honorable Chair.
Yes. The matters that would be arising, Chair, would be questions that we agreed to send to the Defense Force Service Commission in writing, and expect them to come back to us in writing. They've indeed come back in writing. So in other words, I'm actually saying the answers are there in as part of the package. You may want us to deal with the answers with their replies later, Chair. It's up to you. Whether we deal with them now before they present, or we deal with them later. is up to you, Chair. Thanks.
Okay, what do the members suggest? Okay, can we give to the GM to address us on the issues emanating from the last meeting? Matters arising from the discussion the last meeting. Those are questions that were sent to the department in writing for, you know, as questions related to COVID and still the general well-being of our defense force.
Thank you very much, co-chairperson of the Joint Standing Committee and members, honorable members of the committee, honorable members of the Service Commission who are in attendance this afternoon. Firstly, chair, the co-chairs, my information tells me that the minister is not going to be in attendance because she has called for an urgent meeting of the Defence Staff Council, which I was told that was going to be sitting at 2 o'clock. With respect to the business of the day, my assumption was that the office of the minister would have communicated with the joint chairs about the minister's unavailability and what should happen. However, it is my understanding that today's meeting is a meeting of the joint committee, of the standing committee with the commission on the basis of matters which arose at the last session they had with the joint standing committee. I have just received now just a minute ago, the minutes of that meeting, and that is all. I now appreciate that there is some document which I do not have, which is the questions and answers and information provided to the inquiry that was coming from the committee arising out of the previous meeting. I do not have those questions. I have not seen the answers. What I have with me here, it's only the minutes of the meeting of the commission. However, my assumption is that the business can continue without any hindrance because the commission is here. They can take the platform to take the Joint Standing Committee through the matters which were raised and that are of interest to the Joint Standing Committee. If anything from my side, I will make sure that I listen very attentively. If there is anything that I should comment on, I will certainly do that at an appropriate time in the course of the discussion, Joint Chairs. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Honorable DM. In Sepedi, they say, Raige Magali Shimelo, if you are there, it's as good as the minister being there. Are there issues that the commission wants to address as part of the responses?
Good afternoon, co-chair.
Yes.
Good afternoon, Deputy Minister. We've got some technical problems, so I'm using a cell phone that's connected with the head of the secretariat. We're in the offices. Can I ask, we did respond in writing to all the questions. Can I ask someone who's dealing with the IT there to put on the screen the PowerPoint that we sent you a few days ago, which summarized our responses? and then we can take it from there. I also understand that we're going to deal with some of the nations and the responses. Having said that, I can't see on the screen whether all my fellow commissioners are present in the meeting. I assume they are. We've got one apology from one commissioner, Commissioner Essop. He's down, he's based in Cape Town. He's dealing with the emergency.
When it's time for you to speak. In the meantime, mute your...
The other commissioner is from Mpumalanga, Commissioner Mahalani. I don't know if she's in.
In Chairperson.
Excellent. Looks like we're struggling with the deputy chairperson, Commissioner Chlapaloza. But the rest of my colleagues are in the co-chairs.
The Defence Force Service Commission is, their meeting is correcting. You can address us. You can brief us
Thank
about
you.
The working of soldiers. Yes.
Can I ask one of the IT people to put up the questions and our responses? Can I take you through that with your permission, co-chairs?
You can either fly it on your side, or if you give it to SISPET, I think she'll be able to fly it for us.
Okay, we've sent this through to you. Can you fly it your side? We have a bit of technical problems this side. It did come up on the screen 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, it disappeared.
Are you trying?
I'm trying.
We need a lot of patience for these technical glitches, don't we?
Yes.
And where are the IT people?
No, I can confirm before through you. I can indeed confirm that those who are in the medical insurance, especially our elementary category, would actually be covered if they happen to get affected or infected by the disease. So the medical aid is actually concerned.
Are we listening to a recording or what?
Okay. I'll certainly do that to see, but I've...
May you mute your mic, please? We don't...
Chair, it would appear there is a cross line, if I'm not making a mistake here.
It sounds more like a cross line, yes. So...
Okay.
Mr. Robert?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Chairperson of the commission,
slide?
For you. Okay.
May I have the next slide, please? Thank you. The question, we've summarized it there. On the left-hand side, you can see the question. The Defence Force is required to outline the exact functions of the Commission, whether each separate portfolio, whether they are geographically representative, and the terms of reference. We sent a full response to you. This is just a summary. It's outlined in the Act, but I will give you the three areas that we need to make recommendations on. The Commission must, firstly, on an annual basis, make recommendations to the Minister on improvements of salaries and service benefits of members. Secondly, make recommendations to the Minister on policies in respect of conditions of service. And thirdly, promote measures and set standards to ensure the effective and efficient implementation of policies on conditions of service in this regard. Then, for the purposes of making recommendations, three important issues come up. Inquire into or conduct research on conditions of service, review policies, and evaluate and monitor the implementation of such policies. The second one is whether each commissioner has a separate portfolio. We said commissioners serve in establishing different committees, and the commissioners are spread across the provinces, and their terms of office are 5 years. We've responded in detail to some of those issues. Maybe I can just explain a little bit more. We've got two commissioners in KwaZulu-Natal, One commissioner is in the Eastern Cape. One commissioner is in the Western Cape. Three commissioners in Gauteng. One is in Limpopo. And one is in Mpumalanga. The term of office, as I've indicated, is 5 years. Can we have the next slide, please? Someone can control it from your side, the technical people. We can't put the next slide up from this side.
Chairperson, can I just mention that on the screen there's no slides that I can see. It's only the faces of the presenters.
And it's clearly a technical issue.
I can see the slides on this side. Maybe the problem is on your side, Mr. Koppers, Mr. Mares. Let's check with the ICT people.
May I proceed or shall I wait,
I can't hear a thing.
I'm asking...
Sir, you have a difficulty hearing Mr. Robinson presenting.
I can see the presentation, but the audio is terrible. It's like it's in a drum or something.
I don't know. ICT, please attend to the co-chair's issue and the Mr. Mara's issue, because on my side, both the audio and the visual are very clear.
It's likely to be a network problem, because it's clear on my side as well.
Who's that?
ICT. From ICT, yes.
From ICT?
Yes.
So the problem might be on their side.
I think it's an individual problem rather than a system problem.
I see. Coche, what is the situation now? Are you able to hear the discussion?
Okay, but Sispet, can you just send me the number and then we'll try and see what we can do.
Okay. Mr. Kopa, Mr. Marais, are you able to see the presentation on your side?
No, sir. For some other reason, I cannot. But I'll follow it on the presentation that I've got with me.
Oh,
so
I see.
No problem.
That then helps. The problem now is the co-chair. I don't want to leave him behind.
Yeah. It's better to hear, not to see. Thank you so much.
Challenge. Yeah.
Thank you.
May I proceed, Chairperson?
Yes, please proceed.
It would be question two. I will read that out. It's, what informs the structure of the commission? Is this sufficient to conduct the work of the commission? What kind of changes does the commission propose? We've summarized it. I don't know whether you want the summary version or the full version. It might be useful if I read the full version. The Interim Commission proposed secretariat of 64 posts during 2010. However, only 19 posts were approved and funded. At the moment, there are 16 posts funded and 12 posts staffed. Then, the performance of the Commission and the work of the Commission continues to face challenges such as lower graded structures, number and level of appointments, particularly of researchers, I think at this point in time, the level of the researchers is on level 7 or 8. We would propose it slightly higher. The cost containment measures imposed by National Treasury obviously impacts negatively on the expansion of the secretariat structure and the appointments of the current approved structure. Really, obviously, the research is the most critical core function of the Commission. We do a tremendous amount of research and we've run out an adequate HR budget to retain this proficiency. Employees with this expertise might be lost to other public institutions. Then, as I've indicated, the structure for the researchers is at a particular level and is yet to be approved by the Direct Integrated Management Systems. Question three, the next slide, please. Thank you. Has the Commission received a response to the funding request submitted by DP BEC? If so, what's the response? And was this implemented and how did this affect the functioning of the Commission? We responded saying during our appearance we requested an additional of 2.4 million. This amount included funding of a conference. The request for 2.4 million was declined. However, the Chief Financial Officer approved funding to the amount of 750,000 for our conference. The activities of the Commission were realigned to be within the allocated budget, and the Commission is still able to effectively execute its mandate. Obviously, for present-day purposes, clearly the issue of budget is an important issue, and when we go into discussions with the Department of Defense for our allocation, we will see, depending on, pardon me, whether there are cuts now, each unit has been requested to make proposals, in terms of their cuts. May I go on to question four, please? Bear in mind, the members of the committee, that we sent this response to you on the 12th of March. So that's why I'm taking you through the long one, because in the last 3 months lost some of it. Question four is the Commission was compared to the Public Service Commission as a website. The committee inquired whether the Commission has a website where soldiers and other interested parties can conduct research around the particular working conditions and related matters. Our response is is in the process of developing an internet website with the assistance of the Management Information System. We do have an approved page on the Department of Defense intranet under the Minister's folder. The page is available to all DoD members who have access to the DoD intranet. Official documents, special engagements, and matters of interest are published on this page. Up until the 6th of March, the site was visited by 19,000-odd members. May I have question five, please? Thank you. Now we get what are the reasons for the non-implementation of the recommendations of the Minister of Defence? We will deal with some of these issues. We sent a detailed list of all the recommendations. Some the Minister has responded to, but our comment there, all recommendations are submitted to the Minister for approval with the expected implementation by the Secretary for Defence and the Chief of the South African National Defence Force. We are one of the difficulties that we just have powers of a recommendation. And it's both in the forward, I may just add to this, in the forward of our 1920 annual report, that in the Minister's forward and in the Chief of the SANDF's forward, they both indicated that they would be comfortable if the Commission, together with themselves, reviews the Defence Act. So we might be able to get a few more powers there, but that's open for discussion. And the Minister, I know, is certainly keen that we open this discussion and debate. May I have the next question, please? Question six, thank you. Is there a feedback system in place where the Commission can track the implementation of recommendations? Where the DoD report on progress to the implementation of the implementation of recommendations? Whilst the Minister acknowledges receipt on the table findings and recommendations, the SECDEF was required to provide quarterly feedbacks. We have sent you a consolidated list of the recommendations. We attached for a letter. It looks like SECDEF only responded to some of the recommendations and not all of the recommendations. However, we've also set up to fast-track some of these issues. We have to acknowledge that from our side, we haven't been all that proactive all the time with respect to follow-up on the recommendations. But we ourselves, as a commission, have set up a monitoring and evaluation committee. And the researchers have been tasked with going through all the recommendations that we have sent and providing us with a comprehensive list of what has happened and what not has happened. May I have question seven, please? Thank you. Question seven is about the protracted process in the Department of Defense was raised as an ongoing concern, especially as the Commission indicated. And this leads to underspending of their budgets. Has the Commission made any recommendations regarding procurement practices in the DoD? Let's start with those who made the Minister of Defense. Our response is the procurement processes within the Department of Defense is guided by National Treasury procurement system. They remain obviously a challenge. And the Minister, as far back as 2016, has indicated that the procurement processes need to be revisited. And I'm sure that the Joint Standing Committee and members of the Joint Standing Committee, this is one of their serious nightmares, that procurement issues are taking an inordinately long time to get time to be finalised. We need to find a way without being